Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section where they partner with book talk authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
This is something that's better than bath sex. I don't really like fucking in the bath, although one day I'll tell you about the most successful bath sex I ever had, long, teasing and achingly slow in a hard way, each stroke like a punishment which came with a splash of water. The delicious, almost but not quite drowning sensation as my mouth and nose slipped below the waterline. Today, though, I'm exhausted. All I want to do is lie in the bath with the radio on, sink into bubbles and warmth, and have him sit beside me with his fingers in my cunt. This is what we did the other day. This is now what I want to do every day, until I die or, more realistically, get bored of it. I'm far too jaded now to think anything lasts forever. Right now, I live in a constant state of either panic or exhaustion. And actually, the exhaustion's quite nice. It makes a change from my normal state, which involves staring wildly around me in the hope I'll remember the thing I've forgotten and leaping 6 feet into the air if anyone touches me or calls my name. When I'm panicking, all my fucks are functional, quick and hard and angry, with my knickers pulled down just far enough to get him in, shoving myself backwards onto his dick when I'm bent over the sofa. Greedy fucks that need to start, happen, and end quickly. The idea of having full-on bath sex sounds more like a nightmare than a dream. But when I'm exhausted, I take things a bit more slowly. I chill out because I have to. I lie in the bath, staring at the ceiling, having a joint and just enjoying the sensation. Legs spread open so he can come into the bathroom if he likes, so he can sit and talk and laugh and touch me. He likes the softness of skin. He also likes wetness. Bubbles are a bonus. He likes all the cliche things about bath time, soapy tits and nakedness and the warmth of the water pouring from the tap. He likes to sit next to me, trailing his hand in the water, dipping it into the warm wetness between my thighs, then cupping and bringing handfuls of it to dribble on my nipples. I like the sensation of cold and hot, nipples hard and aching in the chilly bathroom, sticking up out of the water. He runs his warm hands over them, soft, wet, calming. And I take one more pull on the joint, then I close my eyes. I hold my breath as he runs his wet hand over my chest, fingers trailing over my lips and droplets of water running down my chin. I hold my breath as he moves further down, running the palm of his hand over my stomach and down to my crotch. He cups me, gently, holding his hand there just long enough that he can enjoy the sensation. And just a little too long for my liking. I squirm a bit to tell him to hurry up. But he doesn't, because I'm exhausted and we're relaxing. As his fingers slip inside my cunt, I breathe out. The warmth of the water and the relief of relaxing and the thickness of his fingers sliding tightly inside me. I hang there for a second or two, enjoying the moment they all converge before squirming against him again, pressing my clit against his hand, hot from the water, and biting back moans and begging him to fuck me with it. We build from there, and then again, and again, until I'm arching out of the water and he's splashing water as he fucks me with his fingers, good and hard. That bath, followed by the hard fuck with his hands, it's the closest I'll ever get to being switched off and then on again. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet.